All right, next up we have Sir Turbu. I hope I'm saying that right, but we call you Turbs anyway. And Turbs has three questions. Number one, I am curious what your favorite honorific is. I think you know what I like to call you the most, but I've been wondering what you prefer to be called. Well, Turbs, your instinct is right on. My favorite honorific is Miss. I think the other honorifics just feel too heavy for me. A little bit too serious, and there's something kind of, I don't know what the best word is, insouciant, I guess is the best word I can think of to qualify Miss, and I think that suits me the best. Number two. Would you rather milk a good boy through his cock or his ass? No cheating and saying both at the same time. Well, cheeky. Well, I will tell you that if I had my druthers, I would actually be whispering in your ear and having you milk yourself while I call it out to you. So there. But if pressed and you really wanted me to answer your question, I'm going to say the former. All right. And lastly, from Turks, do you prefer cats or dogs? And in parentheses, he adds, the correct answer is dogs, either way. So I did answer this in another question, and you know, I don't prefer one or the other. I have an earlier experience growing up with dogs, and later on I've never had a cat. I've actually never owned or been the mistress of any pet. It's usually with other family members or roommates, housemates. So as far as cats, I don't know that I've ever lived with a cat, but I have taken care of cats or friends who are traveling and so forth, and I've always enjoyed. So yes, no preference, and I do like both, and you didn't say I couldn't cheat and say both, so I'm going to say both. So thank you for your questions, Turbs, and thank you for always being so supportive of the content that I make on here. It always surprises me a little bit, the things that you spend time listening to, of mine, that is. Yes. Okay. See you online. Next up is a question from Wagner First. Hello, Wagner. He asks just one question. What is the biggest difference between your GWA profile? I mean, sorry, your GWA online persona and real life you. Actually, the biggest difference between my online persona and a real life me is in real life I don't talk that much at all. I'm actually a pretty quiet person. I mean, definitely introverted, but also I just don't feel the need to talk very much at all. And yeah, I mean, I socialize, but I tend to enjoy one-on-one or small groups, so not very gregarious. else can I say that? Yeah, that is the biggest difference, I think. Yeah. Just leave it there. All right. Thank you for your question, Wagner. Next is RIP questions from my writer friend, My Oral Fixation. And they ask, oh, I lost my place again. Let's see. Here. Do you have a favorite word and or one you consider the most beautiful in English or otherwise? I have favorite words. I don't think that there's any word that I consider most beautiful, really. So I'll just pick two favorite words that I can think of right now. I have many, but I have two I can think of right now. The first one is mellifluous, which, I mean, I don't really get a chance to use that word, but I like that word, and what I like about it is that it is very evocative of what it means. And the other word I like is bellicose, because another word we don't get to use very often, because it's kind of mystifying in everyday speech. Bellicose to me is an interesting word, because the first syllable of it makes you think that it's going to be something beautiful, right? But of course the word means warlike. Having said that, I do believe in simplicity of speech, so I don't like to, unless I'm writing a paper or something, I don't really like to, or if I'm speaking with writer friends or people who enjoy, it doesn't even be writer friends, but people who enjoy wordplay, I don't really like to use like big words, because then it's just, you know, it can be alienating or just kind of distracting. Just wanted to say that. Which is more aggravating? Y'all, spelled Y-A apostrophe L-L, or, quote unquote, her and I? Now, this is, for those of you who don't know, I'm kind of a word nerd after all that I said before. Regardless, I am a word nerd and a grammar nerd, and a usage nerd, language usage nerd. And both of these are aggravating. I would say the first one is worse, because it is just straight up misspelling. Y'all is a contraction of you all. So it's Y apostrophe all. So spelling it Y-A apostrophe L-L makes no sense. What that reads, how that reads, is y'all, which is just, doesn't make any sense, and just silly. So y'all is always spelled Y apostrophe A-L-L. Now, and I know you really want me to go into this and you write your question and not just yes and no, right? So, quote unquote, her and I mean, half of that is correct, right? So her and I, well, yes and no. So if you say between her and I, that's wrong. It should be between her and me. Both pronouns should be objective pronouns, not subjective pronoun. I is a subjective pronoun. Her is an objective pronoun. Yeah, there's probably no situation where saying her and I would ever be correct, because they are each different types of pronouns. Thank you for that. Yep. Is there one particular accent that's always music to your ears? Well, I had said in another questionnaire on backstage that I have a lot of favorite accents. If I had to pick one favorite accent, it would probably be Irish. Any Irish, Southern Irish, Northern Irish, any Irish. Okay. Biscuits or muffins? For real? Biscuits, obviously. With either lots of butter or gravy. Yeah. Better yet, gravy has sausage in it. Yep. Alright, thank you, Fix, for your questions. Those are good questions. Not to say that other questions were not good questions, but those were fun questions for me because, you know, a lot of them were private jokes, I think, that we have made between ourselves, between you and I, over time. All right. Oh, dear. Now, the last batch of questions are from So Whispers Wolf. Hi, Wolf. Thank you for your wonderful questions. Okay. First question is, how did you get started and why? And what is your favorite thing about all the goodness you dish out so regularly? So I did mention before how... Actually, no, I did not talk about how I got started. I talked about Literotica and I talked about setting up a profile in GWA, but I didn't really talk about how I got started. So how I got started was I had been publishing little stories on Literotica, and then one day I came across an audio, which I had tried to listen to an audio before, but I never really liked it. I tend to like to read things. Well, at the back then, now I tend to listen, but anyway, I came across an audio, and wouldn't you know it, was somebody with an Irish accent, Dublin accent, and I really loved it, and I commented to that person, and, I know what it was. I commented, and I said, oh, I also do some writing, so that person said, well, you know, if you want, you can write something, you know, maybe I can read it to you, or I can write something, you can read it, and it was some kind of collaboration, I forget now. The gist of it is I ended up reading something, and that person said, wow, you have got to make audios, or make an audio. I said, really? I mean, like I said, I don't really talk that much, so I don't really hear myself. Well, anyway, we don't hear ourselves talk, right? Most of us don't hear recordings of ourselves, and most of us don't even like to hear a recording of ourselves. So, you know, I guess it was kind of a nice thing to hear that from someone whose voice I like. So I had made a couple of rambles. And then one fine day, I remember now, it was June last year, I thought, you know what, I'm not writing very much right now, but I think I wouldn't mind posting something. And I did. I posted something and I got some nice comments, and well, yeah, that's how it started. Things have changed a lot since then. Like a lot. So that's the how and the why. Well, no, the why, oh, it's just fun too. Like I was saying before, I guess there's a part of me that always yearned to do some kind of performance, art form. So that is why I continue doing it. And also, it is a nice way to connect with people. I mean, it's very peculiar, of course, because it's a one-way connection, and even when there are responses, or I should say comments and counter-comments, it is still primarily, you know, one way back and forth. You know, it's not dynamic, right? Not happening at the same time. And then lastly, for that question, what's your favorite thing about all the goodness you dish out so regularly? Just what I just said, you know, the back and forth and the appreciation. And then one of my favorite things too is kink acknowledgement, kink exploration, kink appreciation. And so anyway, my favorite thing is to make really, truly have people feel good about whatever it is that they are into, that I choose to talk about. There are certain things I don't audio on. I don't think I need to name them. I mean, you know, because you've never heard me do it, right? So, all right, next question from Wolf. What other things do you love doing when you're not driving us crazy with your voice and allure? What a sweetheart. Travel. Love to travel. Love to think about travel. Spend time with friends. So even though I said before I'm not gregarious, I do enjoy very much spending time, quality time with friends. Not just going out and, you know, eating and drinking and whatnot, but like really spending time at cooking together or not cooking together, or maybe, you know, making, I make a kind of handicraft, so I might do that with my friends. I don't want to say what that is because it's a little bit identifying. What else do I love to do? And I do enjoy listening to audios. But that doesn't take up a lot of time. Were you always certain that absolutely no one could resist you? Yes. No. Oh, you're sweet. I'm going to answer this in this way. I think early on in my GWA travels, I came across an audio, and it wasn't even an audio, it was a title. I don't think I listened to it. I just saw the title of it. And I believe it's from one of my favorite makers on here. But I don't want to say, I don't want to attribute it to the wrong person and then be like, you know, wrong. But it was something like, everybody is somebody's reason for masturbating. Something like that. Or, you know, so basically the idea that there is just somebody, someone ideal for somebody else. And obviously one person could be the ideal for many people, right? And I think that is a little bit of the construct of performing on GWA, that you can be appealing. I mean, that just goes without saying, unless you don't care about being appealing at all. I don't know. I think there are some people who say, oh, I don't care. I don't care. People like me or not, I'm going to make what I'm going to make. It's like, okay, fair. I get that. But for me, oh, yeah, absolutely. I do want to make things that that people find appealing. You know, maybe not everyone. I doubt seriously that everything I make will appeal to everyone. But I hope that the things I make appeal to most people who enjoy listening to me most of the time there. Like the Rolling Stones song, right? What is it? You can't get what you want, but you can get what you need. I think that's the best way I can say that. What is your favorite kind of audio to make and to listen to theme-wise? I'll answer the second part first. To listen to, I really enjoy improvs. I listen to M4F, some M4A, some M for M, but mostly M for F. But yeah, theme-wise, actually, you know, that's a good question, because you're not asking what type of audio, but more theme-wise. I tend to listen to, I actually really like morning, like cuddle fucking, snuggle fucking. And it can be, you know, I'm pretty open, actually. I don't listen to just M-Sub. I think a lot of people think that's all I listen to. That's not true. I do listen to quite a lot of M-Sub, but I do listen to some mild M-Dem. If it depends. I mean, for me, actually, it's the voice, right? If I like the voice and I like the delivery, then I'll listen to it, and then I'll look for more of that material. So, yeah, it's not so much the mood or the mode. I can't tell the difference right now, but yeah, the voice, the delivery means a lot to me. And yeah, some BFB too, but yeah, I do like the tension of a slightly dominant or submissive, either going either way. There's something there that's interesting, isn't it? So that's the listening part. Now, what's my favorite audio to make? Everything that I've made, really. I don't make things just to make things. I make things because I like them. So I do like gentle femdom. And I do like making MILF audios. I like that kind of, like, a little bit of a position of authority, gentle authority. But I mean, I also do like tomboy, because I mean, honestly, tomboy to me is probably the closest to my personality, my actual personality. Next question: How do you keep your amazing legs in shape like that? Climb a lot of stairs. This is true. I take stairs whenever possible. I don't think they're that amazing. You're very sweet, but I do think that everyone should climb stairs when possible. When you're not carrying heavy packages, or even if you are, if you can, take your stairs, because it's just good for your lower body, obviously, but also for your heart health. By the photo, I take it that fishnets are your favorite type of lingerie, or which is it? I do like fishnets. But again, I am a tomboy, so, you know, there's not a whole lot of lingerie going on over here. So whispers Wolf, just a little bit. I'm probably more into the, be quite honest with you, since you're asking, when not wearing fishnets, I'm probably more into the wife beater and booty shorts type of lingerie. I hope that doesn't disappoint you. Okay. What is your favorite way to spend a quiet evening together? Or a more romantic one? You just kind of, it would be an extension of what I was saying before about spending time with friends. So, nice dinner, especially if the other person cooks for me. That would be awesome. Good wine. I do love good wine. I mean, I love wine, but I especially love good wine. I don't think I can get more personal than that, to be honest. I'm visualizing more, not so much the things you do, but more of an ambiance. So I'm picturing like a very open apartment with a beautiful balcony with a terrace, you know, with a nice breeze wafting in, and just being in that element with that person. I think, I know it sounds just so So Hallmark, doesn't it? I don't know if you know what that means. I think it, Hallmark is an American greeting card company. And they also have a TV channel now. It's just like very sappy. Oh, yes. That would be one idea of a romantic, the start of a romantic evening, my dear. All right. Well, thank you very much. So, Whispers Wolf, it's so nice to hear some questions from you beyond the comments that you always so generously leave for me. All right. Well, thank you again, everyone, for your thought-provoking questions. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. And I'll see you online. Bye.